I try not to come back for other announcements, but sometimes they're extremely important, and this one is. Very, very grateful. As you know, this is our Jubilee year, and what we're doing this year is our ordinary things, but extraordinarily well. And we're celebrating this year began, of course, with opening of our Jubilee doors. You might remember that, but kind of a feast day, and going to conclude them next November when we have a whole year of Jubilee. And people say, what's this about? Well, as we open those doors to go out, we want to continue to go out and bring people in and to serve God's people in many ways. And so this year for Christmas, we have a Come Home campaign. And I want to thank in a special way Maurice O'Neill and his printing company for helping us to bring this project to fruition. You'll notice that these very beautiful, colorful, large invitations that are going to homes in our neighborhood. Not just Catholic folk. Anybody who lives in this community is getting one of these to say, St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is open.
Amen.
And we want you to know you can come here. We've never done this before. Back for family and friends, they did a mass mailing to all our parishioners. But in my time here, we've never done this. And so everybody will get one of these in our community. We'll also give them to all of our school families. That's 515 families. We're also giving them out to Mercy Neighborhood Ministries, which is a wonderful outreach in Venango Street. We're also giving them out to Mercy Technical High School, which is our local high school. We'll also give them out to Jesus School down here on Thompson Street. So our institutions in our community, it's thousands of people who will get this invitation. And if one person comes home for Christmas, it's worth it.
Amen.
If one person... One person might know that the Catholic Church is open for them. Yes, we have a wonderful school. Yes, we give out all kinds of gifts. But especially, we are a Jesus church.
Amen.
We are a place of worship to encounter God. And so we want folks to know we are open and we're in for business. And so it's a wonderful way of evangelization. If you want to bring these to your church, not your church, your place of worship, your place of work, excuse me. Anybody you know want to bring one of these to see me after church, or Maurice will get one to you. But again, it's a wonderful way to give out to people. They know that they can come home for Christmas at our church, and our Christmas services are there. And I'll also invite them to check our website, all the Facebook and social media we have. We have a lot going on here that's positive, but it's a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
Can I get some love for this idea? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Once again, thank you to Maurice, who has wonderful ideas and very generous in helping us to make this happen. But it's a wonderful way. Nobody else is doing this but us. Nobody. Nobody is outreaching the way we do,
Amen.
Okay, to let people know whether they're Catholic or not, no matter where they are, this is home for you. Okay, this shows the Archdiocese, the Archbishop, anybody else, St. Martin de Porres knows the best is yet to come.
Amen.
The best is yet to come. And speaking of the best yet to come, next week we light our joy candle, and a great way to celebrate joy is a wedding. So we have a wedding next week, kind of, sort of. We're going to celebrate 50 years of Mr. and Mrs. Butler. Stand up. Mr. Herman and Miss Blanche have been married for 50 years. Amen? 50 years. 50 years, golden. Yeah. So they want a little blessing, and you know when the pastor gets in the middle of it, and the kids get in the middle of it, and your daughter, and all kind of folks, we kind of blow it up a little bit, because it's important. As I said to your daughter, I said, this is a witness, a testimony. Some folks can't be married for 5 years. But 50 years? Okay. So for those of you going in the struggle of marriage or the struggle of commitment or wondering about relationships, whatever, you might want to come to church next week and just see love. It has not been easy. Has it? No. But they're still here. They're still here. They're still here. And you might recall a couple years ago, we had the church from Detroit. That wonderful mass choir was here. There was a big crowd of people. I called my cousin, John Thorne. He was here directing our choir, and that was a wonderful day. And they got connected that way. And they've been part of our family ever since. And so it shows you what God can do, how good God is. Okay. So next week, we're going to have a bride and a groom and a lot of folks together, and it's going to be a nice time. Okay, so amen?
Amen.
Let's stand now for our final blessing today. Please be safe going home and you're walking or you're driving. But thank you for being here today. God is so good to us. Let's bow our heads and pray for God's blessing.